Today is Wednesday, April 24th. The title for our devotional is Diversity at the Spirit's Outpouring. Yesterday we talked about the beauty of diversity that we experience in the church. Today let's look at another text that reveals the beautiful diversity of the church, the promised outpouring of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. Pentecost was a Jewish festival in which Jewish pilgrims from all over the known world would travel to Jerusalem. At this point in the story, Jesus had ascended into heaven and told his disciples to wait in Jerusalem until they had received power from God. Pentecost was about 50 days after the first Sabbath following Passover, so it's about 50 days after Jesus was crucified and risen from the dead. Let's read Acts 2, 1-13. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place, and suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound, the multitude came together and they were bewildered because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. And they were amazed and astonished, saying, "Are not all of these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians and Medes, Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians, we hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God." And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others mocked, saying, "They are filled with new wine." This outpouring of the Spirit was the fulfillment of God's promises in the Old Testament. Peter will explain this by quoting the prophet Joel in his subsequent sermon in verses 17 to 21. Tongues of fire here, they reflect the powerful presence of God coming down in the pillar of fire in the Exodus and the fire at Mount Sinai, among other places where God's powerful presence is exemplified by fire. In the Old Testament, there was only one fire. However, here the fire of God now, it is separated out and it dwells in all believers, emphasizing again that what God is doing now is giving his powerful presence to all believers. Of course, there's a lot happening here, but we're going to keep to the theme of our campaign and this week. And so here we see that the outpouring of the Spirit produces a unity and a fellowship here. Luke, he writes out many of the locations that the people were from. Why? To reveal that this new covenant people of God is for people from every nation, tongue, and tribe. The tongues that the believers were speaking were intelligible languages that the Jews, who spoke different languages, were able to understand. Remember, there were many who had taken the pilgrimage from their home, town, country, nation to Jerusalem, and they were residing there that day. These Galilean, that is, uneducated fishermen, certainly didn't know these languages. This was a miraculous work of God. People from foreign lands, then, hearing the gospel preached in their language reflects the move of God to make a multi-ethnic people for himself and the church. The rest of the book of Acts reflects this mission of the gospel going out from Jerusalem to Judea, Samaria, and to all the nations, as Jesus told them to do in the Great Commission. The arrival of the Spirit, as we see yet again, produces this fellowship among the people of God. The sign of the Spirit's arrival being the speaking of foreign unknown languages reveals God's purpose to make a multi-ethnic people for himself in the New Covenant church community. Reflection time today. Imagine yourself as a foreigner in Jerusalem for the Pentecost celebration and experiencing the things that we just read about. I don't know about you, but my first response would probably be like that group that said they were drunk, even though it's only 9 in the morning. But after that, I hope, I would be struck with the awe and wonder of hearing people who don't know my language glorifying God in that language. Be curious, wondering what God is doing here. Clearly, God is doing something new, and what God is doing is for all people.